I want to say that my problem began in my mother's womb. She was an alcoholic. And when I was 6 months old, she told me that she put beer in my bottle because I wouldn't be quiet. When I was 6 years old, I had my first job. I would pick up the cotton at the end of the rows and put it in the bag and go set it by the trailer. And of course, I grew up very poor. But things started to intensify. From the age of 6 to 15, I was sexually molested by family members. And my sense of what home meant was, oh my gosh, what can I do not to be there? So with that said, I got involved in UIL. I excelled in sports. I did whatever I had to do not to be there. The next turning point in my life was my junior year in college. I ended up getting pregnant. And I had a choice between a collegiate career or having a child. I chose life. Farther along in my life, I met my soulmate. We were in a car accident, and he was killed. After that, I didn't care anything about being inside of four walls. I became really nomadic, depressed. Alcohol was a factor. And I eventually moved to Hawaii. Lo and behold, I got sexually assaulted there. So at that point, I was like, okay, I think it's about time to start thinking about being inside for a while, okay? So my meaning of home changed then. So I started looking at land in Alaska. So I put a down payment on some land and started making payments, which I still do. But it was a goal, right? But I should have done my homework about Alaska, okay? Because number one, if you are homeless and you're coming to Alaska, you better have a car or know the system of how to get around or whatnot. And also, while I was in Hawaii, I found out, or I wasn't promiscuous, but I contracted HIV, okay? It's not a death sentence. It's come a long ways. So while I was in Alaska, I was out on my property for 4 months, but because I didn't know about the weather or didn't have transportation, I came back to Anchorage, and I was housed in four different places. I'm going to tell you about the Hope Center. I want to say thank you, Hope Center, but did you really, really have to perform an exorcism with somebody while I'm standing in line trying to get my food to go sit down and eat? Did you have to do that? And also, did you have to inform the person I was trying to get away from on two separate occasions that I was there? If you accept a note from him and you don't say, well, I'm sorry, I can't accept this note, or, hey, she's not here, well, I'm not going to feel protected, okay? So that's the reason why I didn't walk out while I was trying to eat my food while this exorcism was going on. The second place I stayed at was the Sullivan Arena. I thank you, Sullivan Arena, but could you at least would have respectably covered the man's dead body that was on the Sullivan Arena floor all the way? And why did the staff member come up to me and look at me and look down there at the floor at that man and say, you wouldn't believe the drugs we found on him? The third place I was at, well, actually at the Sullivan Arena also, in the food area, it was about 12 steps to the back door where the porta potties were. And every time that door opens and you're sitting there trying to eat food, it was a ghastly combination, okay? The third thing I want to mention is the Awake Center. Thank you, Awake. But did my caseworker really, really feel it was important to tell people I was HIV positive? Was it really that important to you? So I just want to sum all this up. Yes, I've been through a lot. Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I am an alcoholic, but I'm no longer drinking thanks to my four-legged friend, Sparky, okay? He got so sick and tired of watching me laid there, all depressed and hangover. He was walking from, he would walk, you know, to the door and walk over to me, walk up to the door, and then finally he popped me in the head, and I sat up, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then it got me to thinking. I started having a conversation with my Savior, okay? And I stopped drinking last year, okay? So the moral of my story is this. Yes, I'm doing better today. I have my own place now out on Government Hill. Yes, I am. Yes, I was one of those homeless people you saw walking. Yes, I was. Yes, I'm still paying on my property. What is my goal? To have that one-bedroom cabin, baby, with my puppy, all right? And now that I can see clearly out of these eyes, I think I've got a chance. And there's one thing I want to say about Alaska and the money thing. All that glitters ain't gold. Thank you.